Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We have Walt DeMartini, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Barry the Bugger. Rounding out the crew connected via the web today. And we're going to be talking about our next dive fest, which isn't going to be here soon enough. And that will be in Grenada here in a little bit.
Now, that one you can't tell me to suck it because I'm going.
Yeah, you can tell Bubble Boy, though, because you and I are going on that one. Yes. Yeah.
Bring me back some chocolate.
No. Actually, yeah, we could do that. They have a really nice chocolate there in Grenada.
Greg likes to smuggle it back in his shorts,
hey,
which is weird. Which is weird.
Stuff it down there into T2 Gorge, and then you bring it.
They always rush them through the security line.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress. Let's focus on Bugfest, because we have Steve Delavera from Lauderdale by the Sea on Scuba Radio right now as we get ready for lobster mini season here in Florida this week. Steve, how are you? And welcome, buddy.
Thank you. I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. I can't wait. You know, I'm on a high from being on the Nature Island in Dominica, and I don't think I'm going to be coming down from that all the way down through this week down to South Florida for Bugfest. Are you guys all are you excited yourself, I would imagine?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're ready. By the way, I went to Dominica on a cruise many, many years ago, and it is a gorgeous, beautiful island. It's my favorite of all the islands I went to.
Well, it is. It's just an amazing place. Yeah. You know,
but yeah, we are ready. And guess what? We have big news.
Yeah,
we have our big prize this year, 3-day, 2-night stay with Neil Watson's Bimini Scuba Center and the Big Game Club. That's going to be a big raffle prize this year.
Excellent.
And we just got that. That's really good. It's really great. So
that is, you know, if you've never been there, you definitely need to mark it off the list. But you ought to go back several times, honestly.
Yeah, Bimini's great. I've been over there a couple times. Yeah, it's awesome diving.
Yeah. So Neil and the gang are going to take care of some folks at Bugfest. So all you got to do is join us at Bugfest this week. Now, mini season is Wednesday, Thursday, last Wednesday and Thursday of July every year. Bugfest is the largest Florida spiny lobster event in Florida that I'm aware of. We've been there the last few years.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is it number 6? Is that what it is for this year?
Number eight.
Oh, my gosh. I'm losing track of time. But bigger and better every year. It's so much fun. And it really, you know, you can participate just by coming down and doing some lobster diving. It doesn't really matter if you get the biggest or the smallest or whatever. Everybody who catches a lobster, you trade in or you report back into a station, and you show them your catch, right?
We get a weighing station, one here in town and one at the Sands Harbor Arena. Every lobster you catch, you get a raffle ticket. Plus, you get a raffle ticket just for registering. And so even if you don't catch the biggest lobster or the most lobster, you can still win a great prize, a regulator or a dive trip to Bimini or a hotel stay at the Sands Marina or a tank or a BC. We're giving away another great Aqualung regulator. The core regulator. Just be some great prizes.
That is so great. It really is. It's just a fun opportunity to hang out with a lot of fellow lobster-loving divers. And, Thursday night we have a cook-off. And they have some cooking competitions where you can try different types of lobster recipes that the teams are competing for. So that'll be Thursday night. But the big kickoff party Tuesday night, we'll be there at the Plunge Beach Hotel. With our Scuba Radio mermaids. And, it's just a fun event all the way around and a great way to participate in mini season. Now, and the big difference is it's at Lauderdale by the Sea, so Yeah, you can get 12 lobster a day. Unlike if you go down to the Keys in Monroe County, you can only get six
right,
a day.
Only six, right. So you can dive anywhere off Broward, Miami-Dade, or Palm Beach County to take part of the contest. Yeah. And Reef Safe is our big sponsor again this year. And also, Walt DeMartini is one of my judges in the Lobster Chef competition.
Oh, Captain Walt, you did work that out. He was talking to me about that before Dominica. And said, hey, I might be one of the chefs, or one of the tasters.
Yeah. And what's great about the contest is that if you're in the audience, we tell all the chef teams, and they get points for this, to give samples to the audience for the crustacean creations that they create.
Right.
And so if you're there, you might get to taste some of the good lobster.
Yeah. I mean, they're usually pretty generous when they're trying to basically brown-nose the crowd
rush the tables.
And you're going to be our awesome host. Our MC at the Lobster Chef Competition event. That's going to be fun.
He called me an awesome host. Did you hear that?
Awesome host. Awesome
That's weird because he has seen you.
Greg does a great job.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. We're going to record our show during the week during mini season.
Awesome.
We'll be on the boat sometimes. We'll be at Bug Fest covering some of those festivities and bringing people along. Yeah.
Yeah, one new event, too. Another new event to add. We're doing something this year called Catch 'em and Cook 'em. And what's going to happen is that on Wednesday, the first day of mini season, once you catch a lobster, go by the Sands Harbor Marina, get them weighed in it at the weigh-in station.
Right.
And then there'll be a sand chef. You can throw your lobster tail on the grill, and they'll cook it up for you with sides and a beer for like $14.99.
Oh, wow.
And you can hop in the pool, and you can have a drink. It'd be a real fun time to chill out.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think we might have to put that on the list there, boys. What do you think?
Heck yeah.
That means you have to catch a lobster, though.
And one of the sponsors for that is 4C. So we want to thank them for being real generous with a donation. Great contribution to Bugfest this year.
Okay. 4C Dive Centers down there in South Florida.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. That's great. Like I said, it's just a great all-around event. Now let's talk about the lobster. A couple questions.
Yes.
Have you scoped out a spot for us? Because, 90% of the lobster catching is finding these little crustaceans in the first place.
Yeah.
Are you scoping out some places for us?
I will tell you, anywhere east of the beach is a good place to go look for them. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for nothing.
we're gonna
have to go to Chiefy's Lobster Catching.
I haven't been out there myself, but Chiefy tells me they're out there. He's seen a few. So.
And there's going to be, right before the cook-off party on Tuesday, or kickoff party, I should say, Chiefy's doing his little lobster hunting seminar. That's at like 6, and then the kickoff party's at 7, is that right?
Yeah, so the seminar on how to catch lobsters at 6, and the plunge party's at 7. And you don't have to register for Bugfest to do the seminar. If you just want to come by and listen to Chiefy, we're not going to charge you anything. So
It's
open to anybody. And he gives away 5 of his books, too.
Well, there you go. Yeah, and it's right there at the Plunge Beach Hotel. They're going to do it in the lobby again, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And it's a great facility right on the beach. It's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
And, by the way, the first 100 people that come to the plunge party get a free Brooklyn Lager beer.
All right. Free beer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Beer.
You got to love that. PlungeBeachHotel.com, by the way, is the website.
Of Gold Coast. Gold Coast is buying the beer for them.
Okay. But PlungeBeachHotel.com is the website to go to. And actually, if you put /Bugfest or search Bugfest, I think are they still doing the special rate this week? I don't know. It may be too late.
Oh, yeah. They always have a great rate. Most of the hotels here in town have really low summer rates, a lot lower than the Keys. That's
okay.
For sure.
Yeah. So we're going to be staying at Plunge and for the kickoff party. And the Scuba Cowboy is going to be at the Driftwood right up the road.
Yep, right.
That's a beautiful little... resort right by the square there at Lauderdale by the Sea. So, you got a few options, but, the crew will be there for, 3 days straight diving and hanging out. You can dive right off the beach. Hey, what about we were talking a little bit earlier in the show today, Steve. I'm getting reports that the seaweed's out. Are you seeing that at Lauderdale by the Sea, too? Not that it really matters.
We get some down here. It depends on the winds. If we get a westerly wind, it sort of blows it up on the beach, but it depends on the next day. There may be none, so it's hit or miss. But
we'll see. I think the lobster like it. When there's a seaweed patch floating on the surface, I think that kind of makes it darker underwater, and I think the lobster come out a little bit more. That's my theory. That's what I'm going with. If I see
you're not teaching any seminars,
I'm not Chiefy. I'm no Chiefy. Correct, but that's you got to think positive when it comes
to
lobster.
The seaweed's more of an issue for the beach people going for the bathers. You know, the people going to the beach just to hop in the water.
Oh, those
landlubbers! Not a big deal, you know.
Yeah, so. We're in the water. We don't care about that.
We're underneath. Yeah,
exactly. All right. Well, Steve, thank you for the update. Look forward to seeing you next week. And good job at setting up another great bug fest. Can't wait, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. I'll see you guys Tuesday.
All right, there you go.
Should be fun.
Absolutely. And it's LBTS, Lauderdale by the Sea.
Yeah, the bug fest website is discoverlbts.com/bugfest.
There you go. Simple as that. All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving for lobster.
He's the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it.
What?
That's the ninth return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to the joy of fish. Or, well, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's accurate.
No, this is not a fishing show, Greg. Greg, this is a scuba show.
Oh, that's we like fish. Fish are our friends.
We like to eat them, sure.
Well, yeah, actually we do. Lionfish, for sure. Lobster.
Grouper.
Big time. Mermaid and Milena chimed in on Facebook Live and said, mermaids love lobster.
I like mine with French fried Milena.
Mm.
Big old potatoes and a keg of some kind of beer.
No one wants to touch Greg.
All right.
God help you.
God Greg. Help us. Yes, Barry the bugger. What do you got
of
to
all
say?
Of all the beaches I've dove down in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and all that,
right.
Fort Lauderdale by the Sea always cleans their beaches every morning, so it will be clear seaweed every morning.
Okay.
They do a nice job keeping it nice.
Yeah, slow down there, Jerry. Come
Barry
on.
Should know. He's the son
I'm
of
trying.
The beach.
I'm trying.
He's not
it's
drinking.
It's only his second crack.
There's any in between commercials.
Exactly.
That's Jerry popping them.
Yeah, he's popping them all right. He's popping them. Boy, old Derek can pop them.
Jerry, I want to hear a nice, big, robust burp.
But the thing is, Kabuli is their 7-ounce bottles.
You can
do better. He's back to his 12-ouncers here in the States, aren't you, Jerry?
So 7-ounce bottles?
Yeah. They got smaller bottles in the Caribbean, like Kabuli.
7 or 8-ounce bottles.
Keeps
it's a waste
of
glass.
No, so your beer stays cool.
So you got to drink like twice as much.
Well, and
you can drink 24 in no time.
That's right. They do that. They have that in Dominica. They have
Trust me, I know.
Grenada, you know, Curacao, they have these little bottles like that. Because, you know, they can't keep the beer cold. It's
hot. You know about those little bottles. There's a little bit of organic material in every one.
I don't think that's accurate.
This guy.
Big Wave Dave is with us. He is in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Zoo. I think he just wrapped up his session for the day in the Go Dive Now pool. Is that right, Dave? Come in.
Yeah, we had an awesome morning. As the afternoon got on, it got a little slower because it was like 100 degrees here. But we had an awesome yesterday and today and turning people into diving.
Well, glad I'm not you when it comes to the heat part of things. Everything else sounds awesome. But it was 100 degrees in Pittsburgh today?
Well, that's what the heat index. It was like 90 with like 92 with tons of humidity. So
yeah,
what they used to say in the afternoon, it was kind of quiet around the zoo.
Well, you were one of the only people in the area with a pool, so I imagine that made you quite popular there.
Oh yeah, we still put a lot of people in it because it was a place to cool down when you're sweating.
Exactly. Or you want to actually try what you know diving is all about, and that's what the Go Dive Now pool does. So, but this was at an outdoor event. At the Pittsburgh Zoo, is that correct?
That's correct. Out of running this pool for 20 years, we've probably been at the zoo for 16 because people love it. 4 dive stores getting together, signing people up. It's an awesome weekend.
Yeah, but what kind of event is this? To like celebrate the opening of the Lion King or something? Because that was this weekend.
They call it the Water Sports Expo. Just kind of another way. Again, as we know, the Earth is 70% water. So let's see what's underwater.
Okay.
We're right next to the giant aquarium where there's sea lions.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Lots of cool clownfish. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that sounds cool. And you put a lot of people through the program, got their picture taken underwater, and all that kind of good stuff, right?
Yep, and everybody came out with smiles.
Well, last weekend when we were in Dominica, you were at Shark Con. How did that go?
Yep,
how was it?
There.
Yeah, what'd you see? Who were the celebs that showed up at Shark Con this year? Anyone?
Well, they had Ernie Hudson, who's one of the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They got a Kurt Angle, who was a worldwide wrestler.
Yeah.
A few other voices for some animation stuff. I mean, we were too busy at the pool to walk the floor.
Right. Hobnob with all the celebrities. And things like, you know, we it's tough for us to stay focused on that. We were talking to the guitar player from Rat. So that was our brush with greatness today. But no, it sounds like that was a good event. And a lot of kids went through the pool and all that kind of stuff and talked about shark conservation. I saw a few posts on Facebook from it. So sounds like it was a successful event there in the Tampa area. Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm hoping maybe some year you don't have any competing shows and you could come on out there.
One of these days, we'll see. We'll hopefully be able to make that happen for sure. But regardless, where are you off to next after Pittsburgh? You got a break, or are you going to go?
I got home for about 4 or 5 days, and then I head out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah. So he's going to all the hot diving spots across the U.S. Obviously. Pittsburgh.
Well, I tell you what, Pittsburgh, it's actually out there. It's very popular because it's one of the few states that you can spearfish game fish.
What, in Pittsburgh?
No, in South Dakota.
Oh, in South Dakota. Okay, in the lakes and stuff. I gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, in a kid. But, you know, actually, when you get to these landlocked cities, you find very strong dive communities most of the time because all they do is they travel. They just go to the local airport, fly to Caribbean or Mexico or someplace, you know, hop in the water and do some diving, right? You see that all over the country, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people do some local diving, but, you know, their best dive destination is really where that airport is. And, you know, in a few hours, you could be down like in the Cayman Islands, laying on 7 Mile Beach, planning your dives.
Exactly.
Could even go to Lake Titicaca.
You could. And we have to work that in at least once today. But
contractually
Dave,
obligated.
They can follow your progress at godivenow.com and find out where the Go Dive Now pool is going to be with Big Wave Dave. I encourage everyone to do that, and we'll let you go finish up for the festivities today, and thanks for checking in, my friend, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
There you go. Big Wave Dave. He's always on the road. He's a warrior when it comes to that, but he's sharing the joy of diving.
Yep.
He is. And
he's a great, great friend.
He brings the water to you. You know, that is dedication, isn't it? He's a true ambassador for scuba diving.
Don't they fill up the pool at each location?
Yep, they do. Why?
So then he's not bringing the water.
Well, he's orchestrating the water, and yeah, so.
Like Fantasia?
Yeah, kind of.
Buckets? And
I think he has a suit. I think he has one of those things.
Wizard hat?
At least he has a hat, at the bare minimum, for sure. But Dave does great work. And
yeah, that's a big deal, man. He's promoting diving. He's getting new divers in.
It is huge.
Yeah, it's big.
It is. He's been doing it for years. And, I mean, he's Big Wave Dave. I mean, so he has
I used
kind
to
of
think
name.
It was Big Dave Wave. I had it wrong.
Well, is that why you're always waving at him?
Big Dave Wave.
If I'm not mistaken, that's a DEMA program, right?
It is. That's one of our membership dues at work, you know, trying to... Yeah. To grow the grow the sport, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, listen to Vinny Two Tank. CJ, pay attention.
I am. That's why I just learned it.
Think, CJ, think.
I'm thinking about listening.
Okay. Golly. Hey, you know what? You're in a lobster lobotomy type
it's
of
It's okay,
mindset.
CJ. 30 more minutes.
Focus. Thank you, Jerry.
He's transferring into CJ into Bug Boy, I think.
I'm molting.
That would make sense.
God. That's what makes them soft in the middle.
Okay, a little too much information. Easy, you know about CJ. Scuba Radio. Scuba. 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 Scuba Radio. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Let's see, someone's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this? Come in.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, I guess you're not. I thought you were, but you're not ready for us. That's fine. Okay, we'll get to the phones here in just a sec. Bugfest on the way this week, Wednesday and Thursday, is the... It is the last Wednesday and Thursday of July every year is lobster mini season. And so, you know, we have that coming up this week, Bugfest at Lauderdale by the Sea. It's going to be a great time. I'm really, really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to see what's going on with everything. So, you know, if you have any questions about Bugfest and what to expect, you know, feel free to email us this week. We'll try to answer you as effectively as we can, or at least make up an answer that sounds good. You know, it's just what we do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, I think, have we reestablished the phone connection? Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Cape Radio.
Oh, geez. Is this the drunken sailor?
This is diving.
Oh, man. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I thought we had his number blocked.
Yeah.
Greg?
Yeah.
Greg the Dive Master. Yeah. Happy Bugfest.
Okay. Yeah. Are you down there in South Florida at the Gomez Hilton still passed out by the dry martini boat or something?
I am at the Gomez Hilton.
Yeah.
And it's because it's very close to... where Bugfest is going to be.
Right.
And where you guys get down here?
Well, we come down here this week, so I'm hoping... Well, actually, I shouldn't have
said
that.
But listen. Jeez.
What?
I found a flip-flop.
You found a flip-flop. You did, huh?
I found a flip-flop floating in a canal.
What are the odds? Yeah,
And I think it belongs to Jerry.
Ah, that would make sense. You know, he lost it to Dominica.
Did you lose it right or left?
You know what? I'm going to say it was he got the right one. All right. Thank goodness we got to take a break. I don't have time for this nonsense.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubba Boy in the studio with me. We promptly hung up on the drunken sailor. I guess it's good to know he's still out there, still alive, still kicking, still passed
it's
out
good.
There
it's
by the
good
Gomez
that
Hilton.
He showed he's worth now.
The what works? What?
I'm glad he showed that he's worth something now.
He's worth something. How
yeah,
so?
He's got my flip-flop.
Yeah, he found your flip-flop.
I just hope he doesn't drink all the rum that Walt just restocked.
Yeah, well.
Keep that quiet, Vinny.
We'll go where it's stocked.
Well, come on. Yeah, we're talking about the Gomez Hilton, where there's an endless flow of rum.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his rum-running boat is working, too, so.
Yeah, he's got the dry martini operational. So who knows what might happen for Bugfest this year when we come down there for lobster season. Maybe we'll have to go out on the dry martini. We're going to have to get away from the Gomez Hilton if the drunken sailor's hanging out there. I can tell you that much. Yeah, what flip-flop are you missing, by the way, Jerry? Left or right?
Left.
Left. Left flip-flop. So
it's a Margaritaville flip-flop.
Oh, it's one of those.
He paid good money for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he made sure we knew that.
And the flip-flop didn't blow out, neither.
It didn't blow out a flip-flop.
He told me it did smell like cheeseburgers.
I think it was, beef and cheese. Yeah, beef and cheese. Smelled like beef and cheese.
Somebody threw it.
Smells like a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Greg, aren't you buddies with Jimmy Buffett? You could probably get a signed copy of Flip Flops for him.
I could, but why would I waste my time on that? I mean, I don't like.
Oh, gee, Greg, thanks.
Jerry's an acquaintance, not a friend.
After going on a date and
what
everything.
Excuse me, what'd you say, Barry?
After that long week date you two boys had.
Long date? What do you?
Yeah,
I told you.
I'll tell you what.
People talk.
I'm sensing a little jealousy.
Just give him something to talk about.
So, you know, the one thing I will say, Jerry, when he lost his flip-flop after he walked off the end of a dock there in Dominica.
A short dock.
He was on a mission to find this flip-flop like I had never seen. He wouldn't let it go. He's like, hey, I want to walk up and down the beach and find my flip-flop from last night. I'm like, dude, it's a flip-flop. You buy a new one. Buy a new set. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it, even if you find it, it's probably going to smell like, you know, fish and stuff like that.
Hey, everybody knows I'm coming.
No one likes losing things. I lost a light off of, what's the name of that wreck down in Key Largo, the big one?
Kittywake? Oh, no.
No.
The Spiegel Grove,
right.
Yeah.
Jumped in the water. It wasn't secured properly, and the dive light went down to the bottom somewhere.
Right.
But it ruins
your day.
But that was a dive light. That wasn't a flip-flop.
This was a Margaritaville flip-flop.
Yeah, and I asked him, I said, what are these, like $50, $60 flip-flops? $30. I'm like, all right, so wait.
For flip-flops?
Really? Exactly.
Did you see the action at the Hilton here?
What happened? No.
What?
I'm not watching the video feed there.
Why, Greg?
Walty Martini.
Oh, we got hotties. Hotties.
Oh, yeah.
What are they floating by the Gomez Hilton? You get
Spock,
a little
full screen.
They stop for money.
They stop for money.
Those are called hookers.
Oh, boy. The Gomez Hilton is hopping. They must have heard the drunken sailor.
He might have brought him over here.
That's what I'm saying. That might be what happened. I don't know. Well, anyway, thank God no one can see that.
Why does Walt have a fishing rod?
Oh, look at the blonde hair flopping. Look at that.
If you hook them, you get to keep them.
Is that how it works?
I think. Right, Walt?
Hooking them here.
Yeah, okay.
Hook them, Hilton. They don't hook them.
Okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, we're missing a flip-flop on one of the Scuba Radio crew members. Jerry the Diver Guy lost his flip-flop in Dominica, but he was on a mission. He wouldn't let it go. He wanted to walk up and down the beach to look for his flip-flop for the next
Greg
5 days.
Greg wouldn't let me let it go.
What do you mean I wouldn't let you go?
He did not want me to find it so he can come on the radio and bash me for it.
No, I'm not bashing you.
I have a theory. I think maybe Greg found it and then withheld it and just wants to talk about it.
Well, it just so happens.
He wanted to write another parody.
No, we did. We got something in the works for
you
Jerry
stole
the Diver
his
Guy. I didn't steal his flip-flop. He lost
yes,
it.
Yes, he did.
He lost his flip-flop when he fell in the water. And it's
Jerry,
gone for.
I heard a rumor that when Greg got back home, he had that flip flop and he was using it to spank Mrs. Dive Master. Wappada, wappada, wappada.
Well, that's just a good. That's just a.
How did it go again, CJ?
Wappada, wappada, wappada.
Jerry, he took the flip flop, he hid it underneath his pillow.
That's he property did.
He likes to smell it. That's weird.
That's his memory of a week with you.
Oh, my God.
He wants to smell fishy.
Jerry's flip flop.
Ah,
it's kind of weird.
The next morning, the foot fairy left him a quarter.
Huh. Okay,
hey,
you guys,
they're not called
seriously
fairies.
Wrong with
they're
you
not
first.
Called fairies anymore.
This is all payback for me rubbing it into you guys.
Alternative lifestyle foot person.
No, look, it was a flip flop. But what I told him, I said, why don't you go to Dominica? Now you're in Dominica. You need a new set of flip flops. Buy a pair as like souvenirs. You know, and that would be a nice souvenir to come back
or from. Better yet, make your own out of seaweed.
And he found some. I even pointed some out to him. I said, look, these are perfectly good flip-flops. Milena bought a set. I think Kristen even bought a set. And I said, why wouldn't you buy a set? And he goes, well, because they're girl flip-flops.
Yeah,
I'm saying, who cares?
Maybe they didn't want to be so matchy-matchy.
Is that it, Jerry?
Thank you, CJ.
He's a man, Greg.
He could also get lionfish earrings to go with his new flip-flops.
And he might get toliosis.
That's right.
Toliosis. Whoa. You don't want that.
Dr. Walt.
See, now Milana. She's so mighty.
Yeah.
She's even bashing me now on Facebook.
Oh, she
Live.
Is. Why? What is she saying?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Oh, you just have to read it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm sorry you're missing a flip-flop, and if Jimmy is listening, Jimmy, send Jerry the Diver Guy a new set of flip-flops. Margaritaville flip-flop. Yeah, just send him one.
Yeah, just send me a left one.
Right.
Size 4.
If anybody in Dominica is listening, find my flip-flop. There's a reward.
And put it up on eBay and sell it back to him for twice as much. Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, we had all these little minor burps, but that happens when you travel. And the thing is, you know, getting to Dominica and getting home from Dominica was a little bit of a challenge. We had some travel issues going and coming with lost luggage, missed flights, you know, things like that. It's a little
late
bit
luggage,
more of a challenge to get back and forth from Dominica. The plus side is that's one of the reasons why it's a little less, you know, crowded.
It's an adventure.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a, you know, it's about the journey as much as it is about the destination when you go to Dominica sometimes. But the destination is worth it. Those extra hoops you have to jump through to get to Dominica, very much worthwhile to suffer a little bit.
Well worth the beauty.
Exactly. Now, I will tell you, we were going from this Dive Fest to Bug Fest this week, and then shortly, at the end of September, we'll be going to our next Dive Fest, and that will be Grenada. And we have a much more direct flight situation for Grenada, much easier to get to, a little bit more developed. But Grenada is beautiful. And CJ's never been there. He's going to be going with me for that little thing. And, you know, not to make everybody jealous, especially Barry.
Suck it, losers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The one thing we can do in Grenada is go to their sister island, Carriacou, And
easy for you to say.
And then cover ourselves in lobster poo.
That's not happening.
Which is a
no, I thought you
spa
said it was crab.
Treatment.
I thought you said it was crab.
Oh, hey, okay, crab poo. I'm sorry, crab poo, yeah.
There is a difference.
There is, yes, because I don't even know if you can get lobster poo.
One comes from a crab and one comes from a lobster.
Yes. I mean, maybe we can find a lobster poo spa treatment down there in Lauderdale by the Sea for Bugfest next
you
week.
You go ahead and do that, and I'll film it.
But you lather your stuff, or lather yourself up in this.
No, thank you, sir.
Crab
poo. No, we know what Greg's doing, honey.
And people, you know,
Greg, that's a hard pass.
Look, people pay like hundreds of dollars for this treatment, and literally you can go to Carrie-Coo and do it up for free.
And Greg,
just, don't care.
Greg. I'm just saying, you know, Jerry's getting jealous.
How about it, my friend?
He's jealous because he's not going. CJ, that's what you have to look forward to. And then there's diving, too. We got some diving.
There's that.
Okay, yeah. But get ready to lather yourself up in lobster poo.
Hell no.
It's going to be a good time. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There's a little lobster boy in everyone
say, come on, let's do it, come on. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Oh, yeah!
They're a little punchy as we're getting ready for lobster season here in Florida, where we're based out of. So, you know, we got a little bit of the fever. Or it might just be a mental illness that kicks in this time of every year. But Bugfest, this, well, kicks off Tuesday at Plunge Beach Hotel. PlungeBeachHotel.com. You can check it out on the web. Book your room and join us. Benny Two Tanks is coming out. CJ and Bubble Boy, myself, Walt Martini.
But don't let that stop you.
Yeah. Vinny Two Tanks coming out. He's you're packing right now as we speak. Is that right, Vinny?
Don't forget, Tom's coming with me. We're taking the same flight over.
That's right.
2-2 Tom.
Vinny,
that's
convenient. Vinny Two Tanks and 2-2 Tom on the same plane.
And Mark couldn't make it, so.
Yeah. Mark the Shark. I had to bail. Yeah. He's a little under the weather. So we'll miss Mark the Shark.
Feel better, dude.
Feel better, exactly. We'll eat your lobster. And when we'll eat the lobster, we won't even think. We won't give two poops about
it. Hey, we set up with South Coast Florida Diving, my favorite company.
Yep, we did. All right. Did you already book? I got to book it, right? You didn't book any spots, did you?
Oh, no. I figured you'd handle all
that. Okay. I got some, calls to make.
Yeah.
SouthFloridaDiving.com.
Gee, Vinny, thanks. You had to put him to work.
Yeah. Yeah, but
Jerry. Well, no, it's just a phone call to the, I think his name is Jeff. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
Captain Cocktail. We just got to put a call into
Captain. Why haven't you got him online today?
Yeah, he should have been online today.
I was too busy talking about lost flip-flops.
That's right.
Yeah, priorities.
He's Grandpa.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him next week.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be on the boat checking in with Captain Cocktail. And Bug Boy will make an appearance. The Lobster Slayer. All these superheroes. And somewhere...
Drunken Sailor.
Drunken Sailor might make an appearance, whether we like it or not. I just got a feeling.
I sort of feel like he might.
Yeah. It's more of a nauseous kind of thing, but yeah.
I saw him walking around with a bunch of pineapples. He was getting ready to cut them up or something.
Yeah,
for the cocktail.
Wearing one flip-flop, right?
Yeah. Which one did Jerry lose?
Left one.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Dirty dog.
Gee whiz. All right, well, it's going to be a great time. Bugfest, we're going to... by the way, any predictions on who's going to catch the most lobster out of our crew at this point? Go ahead.
How do you define catch?
Limit out.
Whoever goes to Wholesale Foods and gets
Barry.
Barry's not diving, are you?
I don't think I am diving at this point. I'm going to go try put on my tank and my BC in a little while and see.
Well, you should have your tank and BC on now, Jacques Cousteau.
That's right.
I have on my hat. That is.
Are you not properly prepared for scuba radio?
Always prepared.
You know, everybody on the show wears a BC and regulator except you.
What is my name right now?
Barry the Bugger.
Well, maybe not if he doesn't catch him.
Barry the Booger.
No, what does it say up there? First of all, you have to...
Barry the Lobster Slayer Bugger Hunter.
Huh.
There you go.
Barry the Unprepared.
Line, Hunter.
Yeah, I don't
Barry
I don't
the that. Not yet appearing in this film.
Barry the Dreamer, I think, is what I'm wondering. No, I mean, you're feeling a little funky, so you're thinking you may not be able to dive.
My back's been killed.
His lazy-itis is coming out.
Well, here's what we can do. We can go out on Barry. Barry can take us out on his boat, and we can use his lobster ticket to he can give us
his
lobster.
Well, I can take two people out.
That's right.
Barry, your spirit lives on.
But what I may do is, if I don't think I can dive, I got to at least go out on the boat and just do a bubble watch. Just
right.
Hang with you guys.
Barry taught me. Don't forget.
He taught you.
Notice
what?
How I got way better at catching lobster.
Oh, you mean come on one of the boats we're taking?
Yeah, I'll just come on the boat.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Hang out on the boat.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, come with us. Right.
Barry, will you teach me?
No, wait, hold on. No, don't teach me. Hold on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. What we're not explaining is what he taught you. And those are techniques and things that we probably don't want to share on the radio.
Exactly. I'm not going
to
say a word.
He taught you how to suck it, loser.
No.
Okay.
All you have to do is remember to be patient.
Said the guy who's not going.
And carry a flashlight.
A flashlight? You need a flashlight for bugs.
No, you need a small flashlight because if they're stuck way in the hole, if you shine the light in their eyes, they will come out to check it out.
Yeah, but don't tell Jerry that because he's not going anyway.
I'll use a laser.
Jerry's staying home. You're not coming down for Bugfest, are you, Jerry?
I'm recuperating from all the kabuli I drank.
Yeah,
he's walking around in circles, missing a flip flop.
Jerry's going to be here by proxy.
True. Well, I'm sure at some point we'll call him up and say, hey, we're down here catching lobsters and then eating them here at the Gomez Hilton. Suck it, loser!
Exactly.
That's what you get to do.
No, we won't do
remember,
that.
Remember,
thanks
for the warning.
We will do it.
Lobster season, mini season starts Tuesday at midnight and ends Thursday at midnight.
Jerry, right. I'm going to walk off a dock in your honor.
You're going to walk off a short dock on a, or a long pier. Wait, no, long walk on a short pier.
There you go.
And Jerry the Diver Guy's honor. Yeah, I like that idea.
Maybe I'll lose a flip-flop in tribute.
The left one.
You gotta lose a flip-flop.
Yeah.
Or we could just drink a lot of beer. There's a match somewhere in the world.
We could drink a lot of beer when we're not diving. That would kind of honor him accordingly as well. All right. Well, and on that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up till Bugfest next week. Remember, it is always better where, gang?
Diving weather.
Safe diving, everyone.
Wappada, wappada, wappada.
Nice next week.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.